Tuesday. Today is April the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to visit with Jenna Fritz today. Jenna currently serves as president of the U.S. Soybean Export Council, a Michigan farmer that has a unique perspective of the organization, both from being an employee of the organization, but now as a farmer member. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Jenna Fritz, and we are at Commodity Classic. Jenna, big honor as you were just elected as president of the Soybean Export Council and a Michigan native. Tell us a little bit about your background in agriculture in the state of Michigan.
Correct. Thank you, Dusty. Yep. So Jenna Fritz, I am a part of a sixth-generation farming operation in the Thumb of Michigan. My husband is the sixth-generation farmer, but we've been together now 20 years, so it counts. Yes, indeed. The operation is widely diversified. We're soybeans, corn, dry edible beans, wheat, and triticale for seed purposes. About 1,200 acres, and just very happy to be a part of the agriculture industry. You know, if you're asking about my background, I didn't grow up on a farm. And part of what makes me love this industry so much is every day that I'm in it, I learn something new. And I'd like to take what I learn day by day and explain it or help others to learn day by day what there is to know about the agriculture industry. That's why I'm so passionate to be involved and a part of the Soybean Export Council now.
Well, obviously, so many things to do on a sixth generation farm. To take time away from that to be involved in commodity organizations is a huge commitment, especially at this level. What got you the bug to get started with that?
Yeah. So I was originally involved with the Michigan Soybean Committee. Actually, I served as a staff member of the Michigan Soybean Committee. Yes, I in full-time off-farm job working in associations as part of my career past. And then when I transitioned into another career position, I was able to join as a farmer leader. That brought me to the American Soybean Association as a policy advocate, primarily working in Washington, D.C. on behalf of ASA. And then the ASA leadership blessed me with the honor of being a part of the USEC board. So after now 2 years and serving in second vice chair and vice chair roles, they've honored me with the role of chairman. And I'm super excited to be the lead advocate for the soybean industry internationally, right? This is a great time. And even in light of some uncertainty in international markets these days, it is a great opportunity for us to promote U.S. soy around the globe.
Absolutely. Well, that's really neat that you've really seen both sides of the table, if you will, both as a staffer and as a farmer member. I guess a question I would have is, as you look at, and you alluded to some of the challenges and uncertainty out there, just the importance for farmers to know how their checkoff dollars are really going to further this work that really makes a big impact.
Exactly right. And coming from the staff side and also being a farmer member, recognizing that there's always the first question we receive from farmers is, what is my return on investment for investing in the checkoff? Our CEO, Jim Sutter, has actually done a great job of coining the OPM, other people's money phrase. Right? We are not working with our own money. We're working with other farmers' money. So we want to be the key stewards and ensure that our dollars are being used to the best way possible. Mm-hmm. The research shows that investment in international marketing returns the value to the soybean farmer in expanding the markets and elevating that opportunity for U.S. soy around the globe. So as much as we can have that direct impact in telling our story to create that opportunity for U.S. soy, in my mind, that's a great opportunity for that elevation and that return on investment for soybean farmers.
So in the different roles you've had, you've seen the successes and challenges up to this point. What's maybe one goal you have as we look ahead to 2025?
I think the biggest goal I could say for the organization is to continue our vast collaborations. We have done a great job in our history of collaborating with organizations within the soy family, including our ASA partners and our USB partners, but then also with others around the globe, U.S. Wheat Associates, U.S. Grains Council, USMEF, USAP, all of these entities that are telling the same story about U.S. agriculture in different ways. We can collaborate. We can continue to tell the overall agricultural mission and the opportunity to international buyers. And those collaborations are strong today, and we want to just ensure that they continue for many, many years to come.
Sound like some great ways to add value for the American soybean farmer. Well, again, my guest today is Jenna Fritz, and she is a farmer from Bad Axe, Michigan, and just elected as president of the U.S. Soybean Export Council. Jenna, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much for the time, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, wholesale egg prices have slowly declined over the past month, but what is behind that trend and how does it translate at the retail level? What are some of the seasonal concerns coming up with Easter? USDA's Rod Bain fills us in with more.
A drop in wholesale egg prices. A sign, according to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, that USDA efforts in preventing high-path avian influenza in egg-laying poultry flocks and lower egg supplies are
moving in the right direction, absent any unforeseen significant depopulation event.
The secretary, visiting with reporters recently, discussed changes with the New York wholesale egg price since USDA's five-prong strategy was announced.
The wholesale egg prices are down nearly 50% from their peak. In fact, the New York wholesale egg price was at its historic peak on February 26th, the day we rolled the plan out, at $8.53. The price tag has fallen every day since that peak, with that same egg price dropping to $4.08 as of March 18th.
One reason behind lowering wholesale egg prices in recent weeks, increased supplies due in part to a short-term solution.
Turkey and South Korea have both confirmed they will be increasing breaker egg imports into the U.S.
with potential of additional nations exporting eggs to the U.S. Yet, as USDA Chief of Staff Kaylee Bowler emphasized,
we believe the market conditions wouldn't make sense once egg prices here in the U.S. get to a certain point. So at the moment in time we're in now, the imports make sense. But as market conditions adjust and egg prices limit, we wouldn't expect as many imports coming in.
Secretary Rollins acknowledged that some market factors going forward dictate what egg prices might look like on the retail level.
We recognize that it takes time for these reductions at the wholesale level to translate to price reductions at the retail level. I know that for some of us, our shopping, we've seen the prices immediately, but then we'll hear from other people in other parts of the country where they have yet to see that reduction on their grocery store shelf. But as we know, it always takes some time, and depending on what part of the country and other factors as to why some of that retail hasn't caught up yet, but will very soon.
And then there is coming up perhaps the most significant season for egg demand.
We also recognize that Easter is just a few short weeks away, and demand is always unusually high during this season.
The USDA Chief of Staff adds an additional concern regarding the Easter season and egg prices.
We're approaching spring migration, so that leaves a lot of uncertainty in terms of a potential outbreak. High path, we want consumers to be able to enjoy eggs as they usually do, but they have to make these determinations on their own with their families, and we want the Easter holidays to be just as memorable as they always have been, despite the situation we're having on HPAI.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.